Sorry, now what time is it over there for you, Vannevar?
It's 6:25 a.m.
Oh, that's a brutal time of the day. Are you always up at 6:25?
I'm the early weeks I am. This week I would have been up a little bit later, but it's okay.
Oh, well, you know, I appreciate you getting up early for this.
So what time is it at your end?
It is 10:25 p.m. here in that is Arizona Central Time. Arizona Standard Time, not Arizona Central Time.
It sounds very grand, doesn't it, Arizona Central?
Right. Well, that's a news outfit out of Arizona. I guess that's why I get my terms confused. There's Arizona Central. But yeah, I guess it is. I appreciate you getting up this early. I mean, I probably would have made sense to stay up the whole night through, really, to be up that early in the morning.
That's all right. Yeah, that's fine, Jack.
All right. Well, do you have any news or anything on your mind?
No, I'm quite all right. Everything's fine.
All right. Well, you know, I am going to... Oh, sorry. I totally cut you off.
No, it's all right. You go ahead.
Sorry. I was already on my next thought. Well, I'll continue with that thought then. I will put you on the spot a little bit before we read any comments or anything. So you know we're going to do another Palooza coming up soon. I know you've had some strong opinions in the past. In fact, I think you were really the guy who championed the cause of getting Grosse Pointe Blank as a Palooza. So
yeah.
So what are your thoughts? What do you have in mind? What do you think?
I thought Flash Gordon would be fun. But I don't know, that doesn't seem to be getting much support, although there's a few people who seem to like it. But I don't know, I just think it's one of these films that we could have a bit of fun watching because it's so over the top.
You mean the original Flash Gordon from the 30s, the serial?
No, the film in the 1980s. Yeah, right.
Right. Queen, you know, what a great soundtrack. I mean, so that's a thought.
Yeah. There's a few, but I mean, I think that's sort of one. But I mean, you know, I've had it like with the Grosse Pointe Blank and everything. So really, you know, hopefully someone else's favorite will get picked.
Well, I just at the end thought we would throw out some ideas here for just for people to chew on, because if I can ever you know, get my ducks in a row or choose your favorite cliche there, if I can get my act together, then I will post a survey so we can actually get the Palooza rolling, so we can actually vote for what it's going to be. And I think people should also remember to think outside the box. It doesn't have to be a movie. We can do another graphic novel. We can do a short story. You know, there are some short stories, especially for those of us who are science fictionally bent, whatever that means.
Science fictionally bent, all right.
Whatever that means. There's a lot of that stuff is available for free online. And, you know, the problem with doing a book or a novel is that that's just a big burden on a lot of people's time. But a short story, I mean, that's, you know, if you don't have time for a short story, then you really need to change your schedule up a little bit. So there's a short story is a possibility, another graphic novel. There are some people who kind of like the idea of doing an album, like a Dark Side of the Moon or something like that. Or actually, the main reason why I wanted to bring this up with you on the line is that there's another medium that we can touch upon. There's also the video game medium. We can Palooza, although we couldn't do something, you know, obscure or something. It would have to be something really iconic. I don't think we could do like a Final Fantasy or something that, you know, requires bazillion hours from its players and that, you know, that not everyone will necessarily be familiar with. It would have to be, I don't know. And also I would feel really lame, like, devoting an entire Palooza to Donkey Kong or something, but you know.
I think that the problem with games, well, as you said, you have to choose something because they're quite expensive these days. So you're going to choose something that that's old, you know, like Doom or Quake or something like that, you know, where somebody could still get the shareware version and play through the shareware version, you know.
Right. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Something like that, or you know, I guess I was thinking even older than that. What was going through my mind was just even thinking like something like the core Mario series, which to be honest, I've never, I have not really gone beyond the the original, where you had the two guys in the sewer, which I played.
So am I.
Yeah, the classic. I logged a lot of hours on that. And, of course, Super Mario Brothers, which everyone should be familiar with. I know that I'm not suggesting this. I'm not saying, like, that's it. That's what it's got to be. But I'm saying think along those lines. You know, if there's something like that, or like the Zelda series or something, where everyone listening and contributing will have some familiarity.
Well, could you have a good discussion about that? I mean, really, games, it's like day enjoy the game or not enjoy the game, you know? I mean, I suppose you could have a thing, but how big of a discussion could you actually have over a game, you know?
I think there's a deep meaning. I'm saying I think there's a deep meaning when Mario and Luigi went underwater and shot fireballs at little squids and fish. There's, you know, you could write your doctorate thesis on this stuff.
I'm sure somebody will have, wouldn't they? Yeah. They've seen it right about everything. But I think that would be, the problem is, like you said, I mean, how to make a big discussion out of it. I mean, Watchmen was such a successful one, really, wasn't it, with Wall sort of piping in. And you think, how are you going to get that with a game? You know, even have an album or something, you know, so.
Right, well, yeah, well, for an album can have touched somebody, but you're right, like if we did a Q-Bert, there's only so much you can talk about jumping around on a little triangular thing with cubes. But an album, I would argue that an album, especially an album with some richness of topics, which is why Dark Side of the Moon is a great choice, or something, or The Wall, or something. I chose Dark Side is just the one that comes to mind first because it's everyone, whether you like Pink Floyd or not, everyone knows, everyone's heard of it, you know. So it's a thought. But
I suppose like there's also like War of the Worlds as well, isn't it? Because I mean that was like a concept album, wasn't it? You never heard of it?
No. By who was the?
Jeff Wayne, Richard Burton, and David Essex were doing the voices on it, and I'm amazed that you've never even heard of it, Jack.
So yeah, I'm ashamed. My old Sam Goody manager is going to drive out here and reprimand me. But so this was an album. This was like a musical, or was it audio drama?
It was like an album with like sort of some sort of dialogue, like. So telling the story, so it was like a concept album where it was covering War of the Worlds, but it was like the music as well. I think there was one hit called Forever Autumn was one hit song from it, by Justin Hayward, but it was like a big thing in the 70s.
So was this ELO?
No, that's Jeff Lynne, I think, you're thinking of.
Oh, that's what I thought you said, not Jeff Lynne. who was it you said then, Jeff who?
Jeff Wayne, I think. Jeff Wayne, I think it is. Jeff Wayne.
Okay, all right.
But that was like a big concept album. That's all. I mean, that's just telling the War of the Worlds in like a musical format. So,
okay.
Yeah, well, obviously, it would be a totally new experience for you. So.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You know, I don't know. That's a thought, though. I am ashamed, though, that I'm unfamiliar with it. The only other thing I think is, you know, maybe a short story. You know, there are short stories all over the web, too, so if people would be up for that. There are a lot of short, like, classic famous short stories that I discovered just by finding them for free online. So that's something I guess I want people to kick around. And we've talked about this a really, really long time. I'm sure people are getting bored stiff listening at this point.
You know, I think at the end of the day, you just got to, like, because of all the fiddling that's been done in the past as well, do you not think it's best if you just decided on something?
You know? No, I want to put it out there for... I mean, I'm glad I did that with Watchmen because we got... You know, you're right. I mean, Watchmen was such a great discussion because Watchmen is such great material and we got such great discussion. So I'm glad I just thrust Watchmen upon everyone. I'm glad I did that. But no, I think we should open it up. I'll do another SurveyMonkey poll, and we'll see. Maybe we'll end up with another Southland Tales, or maybe we'll end up with another Watchmen.
Yeah. So I must admit, I mean, I'm not really being into graphics novels. So I mean, it was fun doing Watchmen. Like I said before.
Yeah, Watchmen was fun. I mean, yeah, I appreciate the graphic novels, and but I'm not as hardcore familiar with them and into them as some others. So, I mean, it was really great. I mean, we got great stuff from T, and we got great stuff from a lot of people who are more knowledgeable about it. But, so there you go. That's a thought. And I guess, I guess now we'll get on with we can get on with our focus here, unless you had anything else on your mind or unless
no, I'm fine, Jack. Thank you.
Okay, you know, I think people out there, they love your accent, so you could read the phone book and they'd be happy.
All right, okay, then send the first number.
All right, here's the first number from the phone book.
Amy Bowen says, "My new blog post is complete. Click on my name if you want to read all about the awesome murder mystery party I went to last Friday."
Swoon. Oh, sorry. No, that's excellent. All right, now here's, I think you'll be familiar with this next guy.
Right. Vanaman says, "I would still need to add cola to the most expensive room to be able to drink the stuff. I'll get my coat."
All right. You know what? That always cracks me up when you say that, by the way. When you say something that you figure is going to be an unpopular statement and then say, "I'll get my coat." That's just funny stuff. But go ahead.
It's ripped off from a comedy show, but yeah, go on, Jack.
Okay. But you know what? I'm with you on the rum thing. Like, I would make a lousy pirate. I just don't. And also, you know, I'm not really into the raping and killing and pillaging thing either.
Oh, well, that's a relief then, you know.
Yeah, but you know, just the rum part.
I've never been able to get into it apart from like Malibu, but then again, I need a lot of coke with it.
Right.
It's a good way to get drunk, like, but
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's too sickly sweet for me. But all right, here comes the next number.
The Energizer Bunny says, "Grind. Do I have to do the dust as well?" No,
however you want to do it.
All right. "Grind, dot, 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 grind, dot, 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 grind, dot, dot, dot."
Masterfully done. All right. Another one. This one might not be so random also.
Ah. Bannerman says, "There's a theory that the USA's penchant for wrestling at school has bred a legion of fetish-loving Americans."
That's an interesting theory, by the way. Not familiar with that one.
I saw it in a magazine ages ago. It always sort of springs up in my mind, you know.
Yeah. But now you don't mean like pro wrestling with like Hulk Hogan versus like some guy in a mask with a chainsaw. You mean like, you know, the actual like
high school wrestling? Yeah. High school.
Yeah, but they do it in the Olympics too, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm wrestling and everything. But, yeah, it was just some theory someone had put in the magazine, which always sort of amuses me. I mean, I don't think there was anything scientific about it.
Maybe not. You know, the future, I think, is in superhero wrestling, though. I think that's the future of the sport. But anyway.
All right, well, this one I'm gonna have difficulty pronouncing. Le Jean de la Joanne Fondue, hopefully, says, "More than one DP, that is."
There you go. Well, at least the comment was short. The comment itself was short.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Almost longer than the comment. But anyway, sorry.
No problem. All right. So we're getting, I think we have three left. And I hope. I'm sure you're relieved, actually. But here come the three. Oh, this is a long one, sorry.
All right, okay then. I'm just getting settled down. Sorry, I'm going to have to scroll because I've only got like a little window. Right, Lost Ralph says, "Well, Transformers 2 was good. If you enjoyed the first one, you will like this one. Van: sorry to report that Megan Fox was left too long in the oven again. She also had the magic white pants that would clean themselves between scenes. I have to admit, my little sister pointed out the pants thing. My attention was elsewhere. Smiley face." I really thought it was a terrible movie. I didn't think it had anything from the first one. It was just like loads of explosions. And that was... my overall memory from the film was like loads of explosions.
Yeah, yes. I saw it last night, so I won't give any spoilers for anyone, but I thought, yeah, it was just a wacky, it was so bizarre. It was just, my first comment when it was over, I just said, "What the hell just happened?"
Yeah, total train wreck, but it's supposed to be popular, so,
right.
There you go.
Yeah, Michael Bay. I mean, what he, you know, someone needs to tell Michael Bay that he's not funny. That's, I think, that's a starter. You know, if he stops trying to be funny, his movies will improve. Then he has to start adding plot. I'd actually be happy if he took out the bad comic relief. I'm even be okay with a movie that has a bunch of big robots fighting that makes no sense at all. That's fine, actually. Just don't try to, don't have the horribly unfunny, like Jar Jar Binks level bad comic relief.
Yeah, I mean, and you think about John Turturro, I mean, really, he's a brilliant actor in a lot of things, and I just thought he was like absolutely terrible in this. You know?
Actually, I thought he was fine, actually, but I'll get my coat. I think, you know, he was fine. It's just, yeah, it's rough. But I guess, you know, you're going to see a movie about giant robots fighting. I mean, you're asking a lot. And also you're going to see Megan Fox. I mean, you're asking a lot if you want it to make sense on top of all that.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, as I mentioned on the forums, is that I kind of get away with the tan. Tan just seems to be, like, sort of deep overcooked, you know? And you think, why are you sort of trying to destroy your skin this way? You can even see, you can see the lines starting on her throat where her skin sort of began to get stiff because she's been tanned too much. So, I mean, it's not a look I sort of, I can't understand the thing about it. Well, cooked turkey is not a look I find attractive. I'm sure she's crying into her bank account on that one night.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just that whole Hollywood kind of trying to be the hottest thing of the moment. I guess that's what it is. And I don't know. I mean, I think she's pleasantly shaped, I guess. I guess that's,
yeah,
that's
really... I wouldn't argue with that one.
Yeah. All right. So now that we're all distracted, I'll bring us back to the phone book.
Okay. Wonder Wolf says, every time I hear a cereal, I think of breakfast.
Excellent. Although you left out the Amy part.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'll say it again then. Wonder Wolf says, every time I hear Amy say a cereal, I think of breakfast.
There you go. See, that makes more sense.
Sorry, Amy.
Yeah, actually, Amy, I guess she got shut out of the comments this week. I guess it's a random thing, you know. Oh, no, she didn't get shut out. It's just the first one was so long ago, I already forgot. Sorry, Amy. That's all right, though. I think everyone's happy listening to you read these. All right, here is the last one, Vanimon, the very last one.
Drum roll.
All right.
Imaginary number says, seriously, how about a round of applause for the gloriness, of panties?
Masterfully done. Excellent. Yay. Round of applause.
Wait.
See, that was worth losing sleep for. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that was waking up early.
It was worth waking up with. I'll just slag you off behind your back after I terminate the call, you know. But yes, so it was worth getting up early.
Okay. Oh, so will you be able to get back to sleep?
Oh, no, I'm going to get ready. I've got to go to the office and everything, so it's not a big deal. I mean, I would have got up over an hour later anyway, Jack, so it's not a big deal. I was just pulling it out.
But, okay.
It's not too bad.
All right. Well, you know, I won't interrupt your morning ritual any further. You know, go do your coffee and, you know, you can eat cereal and think of Amy Bowen, I guess. And but now, you know, just as I try to do when there's time, and I just want to say, you know, thanks for doing this, and thanks for doing all the things you do for Deadpan. You know, your friendship is greatly appreciated by me. I think also by everyone on the boards. And
it's a great community, Jack. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think I think the people are. I think, you know, you guys are, and I'm very grateful for for this great group of friends. And you know, obviously getting to the States will be a tall order. So, but if you just suddenly just walk down the, you know, if on your way to work you find a sack full of a whole bunch of pounds, like if you find a million pounds on the way to work, then you know, you should get over here for the big Deadpan get together festival that we're plotting.
I'd have to win the lottery.
All right.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, if you come into Honestly, it's just a novelty for me to talk about money and pounds as opposed to dollars.
Oh, that's...
So, if you find like a giant truck full of pence, you know, then
yeah. Okay, Jack, I get the idea. I get the image. It's all fixed in your mind now. All
right, I'm sorry. I was getting carried away. All right, again, thank you very much, Vanamon. Thanks for, thanks for all the things you do for Deadpan. Thanks for this. I will put this out, and this will go out tonight, and everyone will enjoy the Vanamon Unshow.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Bye.
All right, thanks.